All right, y'all, say good morning. Let's begin. Today's daf. Today's daf is Nun Tes 59. We are picking up Nun Chasim Adveis 58b. So we're starting from the Gemara. So let's remember again, the Gemara introduced us to the interesting discussion regarding Chazakah for things that extend into the property of another. So the Gemara begins, My Marzev Ein Lo Chazakah, Yishin Koma Chazakah. So the first thing Mishnah discussed was the Marzev. So we'll say the Marzev we translated yesterday as the downspout. So what does it mean when the Mishnah says that the Marzev, the downspout, doesn't have a chazaka, but its makom, its placement in my neighbor's yard, does have a chazaka? Says the Gemara, Maya Marzev, Yilu Chazak, Vishim, Komo Chazaka, Rav Yehuda, Amr Shmuel, Hachi Kamer, that's what it means to say. Ha Marzev, Yilu Chazaka, Mirach Achos, So mostly what it means is the following. That if I have a downspout that extends into someone's yard, and that downspout has been there for 3 years, so I have established the right to go ahead and allow my water to flow into my friend's field. However, again, what I have not acquired, Abosai, is what? Is the right to go ahead and demand that downspout be in a particular direction. In other words, if the neighbor comes to me and says, I don't want your downspout over here anymore, you know, I don't want it on the left side, I want it on the right side, so the neighbor has the right to demand that. So I have, the chazak establishes the right to have my downspout there, but does not establish me a chazakah on the particular placement of the downspout. Rabbi Chanina Omer, Hamar Zivin lo chazakah, Shim Haya Aruch Mekatzro. Rabbi Hanina says what it means is that if the downspout was very long, ultimately, again, he could go ahead and make it shorter. V'yeshus, meaning what that means, Rabbi says, is that if the neighbor, whose yard the water is flowing into, says to me, the owner of the downspout, I need you to go ahead and shorten the downspout, make it shorter, so then he can demand that. However, but yet, if he demands of me to go and remove the downspout, that he does not have the ability to do because I've established a chazaka there. The Gemara goes right there. Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Abba says, Hamar zeh ein lo chazaka. What does that mean? So the Gemara says, Shimrotze livnos tachtov bona. That ultimately, again, what it means is that if the owner of the field, the neighboring field, wants to go ahead and build under my downspout, he has the right to do that. And even though I've established a chazaka to have the downspout there, I don't have a chazaka on the area underneath the downspout. So if the neighbor wants to go ahead and build in that area underneath the downspout, that is his right. V'yeshlem komo chazaka, but yet his place has a chazaka. What does that mean? Shimba v'okro, ino okro. So Rabbi say, if the neighbor wants to go ahead and tell me to remove the downspout, he does not have the right. So Rabbi say, three-way machlokas, as to the meaning of the Mishnah. What everyone agrees with is the following. That Aloch Lamaisa, once my downspout has been in my friend's yard for 3 years, I've established chazaka ultimately again for the use of a downspout that flows into my neighbor's field. The machlokas is what the neighbor has the right to tell me to do. According to Shmuel, the neighbor has the right to tell me to move the downspout from one side to the other. According to Rabbi Chanina, the neighbor has the right to tell me to shorten the downspout. And according to Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Abba, the neighbor has the right to build under the downspout. But he has no right after 3 years of the downspout being there to tell me to go ahead and move it. Bosai top of Nun Tes Amud Aleph. Tanan, HaMaschila Yesh Lo Chazaka. So we'll remember again, the next case in the Mishnah was the Maschila. Maschila is a gutter. So we'll say this case was, the gutter extends over my friend's field. So that also establishes Chazaka. So it says, the Gemara Bishlam Laman Damar Hanach Tarti. So according to the first two opinions expressed on Nun Ches Amud Beis of Shmuel and Rav Huna, Shapir, then this makes sense, Rabosa, because I could interpret this. I could interpret the case of Maschila and the gutter, the same case as the downspout, namely, that the neighbor cannot ask me to go ahead and remove the downspout, but he can ask me to shift its area, and he could also tell me to go ahead and shorten it. However, Elaman do Amr Shimrata Livnos Tachtav Bona, my nafkalamini. But what's according to the third opinion who said, in the case of the Marzev, that the owner can't tell me to remove the Marzev, but he can build under it. Rabbosa, in the case of the gutter, what do I care if the neighbor builds under it or not? Meaning, how does that impact me? The gutter is attached to the roof. So what does it matter if the neighbor is building under the gutter? Oh, I'll tell you why. Hacha, b'maschila shal binyan askin. Because Rabbosa, we're talking about over here, a gutter that's made from stones. The Amr le lo necha le ditisra ashisoi. Because we'll say, interestingly enough, if you look at the Rashbam says, the tisra ashisoi kilomar, maschila shali tipa lakom makavos vahagarzen. So we'll say, if you have if you have a gutter that's made of stone, someone's building underneath that gutter, that building is going to cause reverberations. Those reverberations ultimately could adversely impact the gutter itself. Therefore, the Gemara says that at the end of the day, even though that might be true, that the building of the neighbor underneath my gutter may cause reverberations that could detrimentally impact the gutter, nevertheless, the neighbor has the right to build underneath the gutter. Okay, so the Gemara, I'll finish the Rashbam. He says, fine, let's go back there. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Sinor HaMekalech Mayim L'Chatzer Chaver. Rabbi, listen to this. So let's say again, I have a tsinor, which again, I will say is effectively a downspout. Tsinor literally means like a tube or a faucet that allows water to flow into the chatzar of my friend. Uba bal gag lesosmo. And I will say, what happens? The owner of the roof now wants to plug it up. Now take a look. Just a moment. Rashbam says, tsinor shal shofen. So I will say, I have a downspout that goes in and allows water to flow onto my neighbor's field. And then what happens? Uba balagag, I bless you. I, the owner of the roof, the owner of the downspout, I want to close off the downspout. Right? I no longer want to go in and allow water to flow. And what happens? Balachatzimakiv. I bless you. Listen to this case. Right? This is the reverse case over here. For 3 years, my downspout has been flowing water. I don't know if that's the right word, but discharging water into Ruvain's field. Then what happens? So I decide, you know what? I don't want to discharge the water over here anymore into Ruvain's field. I want to go ahead and discharge it somewhere else. Ruvain comes along and says, Ruvain says, no, I want you to continue to go ahead and I want you to continue to discharge the water here. And we'll say, now watch this. Damarlei, now what's Ruvain's claim? Damarlei, ki hechi da'at kanis lach chatzir didi, lemishta be'maya, ledidi nami kanili maya de'igrach. We'll say, listen to this. Because what does Ruvain say to me? Ruvain says to me, the same way that you've acquired the chazaka, you've acquired the right to go ahead and discharge your water onto my field, I, Ruvain, the neighbor, have acquired the right to that water. Now, Boss, he's saying to himself, what does Ruvain do with that water? Whatever it is, he irrigates his plants, he feeds his animals, whatever he does with it. The point is that he's saying is, I now rely on that water. So therefore, again, the same way you established the chazaka on me to discharge water to my property, I've established the chazaka on you to the rights to that water, and therefore you do not have the right to go ahead and stop discharging that water onto my property. Incredible case. So what's the halacha in that case? Who is correct? Do I, the owner of the downspout, have the right to change the direction of the discharge? Or at the end of the day, does Ruben have the right to claim that he is Kona, that he has Chazak on the water? Se Itmar, Rav Hoshea, Amar Ma'akif, Rav Hoshea says, Rav Hoshea, that Ruvain, the neighbor, has the right to prevent me, the downspout owner, from closing off my downspout. Look at the Rashbam Ma'akif, Al Bal Hagag. The owner of the neighbor, Ruvain, has the right to prevent me, the owner of the downspout, from shutting it off. Rav Chama Amar Eina Ma'akif. Rav Chama says, no, you cannot go ahead and, it's not true, meaning it's my downspout. You know, I was supposed to say that Chazaka works in one way. The Chazaka is only established for me to allow my downspout to be there. Ruvain did not make a Chazaka on my water. And as such, again, at any moment, at any time, I could choose to go ahead and discharge the water elsewhere. So they came and they asked Rabbi Bisa. So just so you understand the relationships here, look at the Rajbam. So listen to this. Rabbi Hoshea and Rabbi Chama are father and son. Rabbi Chama is the father, Rabbi Hoshea is the son. So this is a machlokes between father and son. And Rabbi Bisa is the father of Rabbi Chama, the grandfather of Rabbi Hoshea. So we'll say, now we have three generations involved in a halachic discussion. So father and son are having the machlokes. They go to the Zedah to try to go ahead and resolve the machlokes. Amazing. So it says the Gemara, bless you. Amar lehu, so Rabbi Bisa said, Ma'akev. Rabbi said, indeed, he paskined like the grandson, and indeed, again, the Reuven has the right to prevent the owner of the downspout from moving his downspout. So we'll say, so beautifully, so, Kari Ale Rami Barchama. So we'll say, Rami Barchama said about this whole exchange, Va'achut ha'mashulash lo b'meheri yinateh. So we'll say, close on the beautiful passage from Koheles, the three-ply cord will not be easily unraveled. Well, as we both say, the Shlomo Melech was saying that a rope that is made of three cords is a strong rope. So we'll say they use this metaphorically. Zer Raboshia, Benosh Rabichama, Benosh Rabisa. We'll say this refers ultimately again to Raboshia, who is the son of Rabbi Chama, who is the son of Rabbi Bisa, that a family, so we've actually had this Gemara before, that a family, if once a person establishes three consecutive generations of Lom De Torah, of people who will learn, that creates a chazakah that Torah will not leave that particular family. So the Gemara is just saying over here so beautifully, you have Rabbi Oshia, Rabbi Chama, I should say Rabbi Chama, Rabbi Oshia. We'll say, by the way, something beautiful to aspire to. If we could establish three consecutive generations of Talmidei Chachamim in our families, then ultimately, again, Torah will not leave our family life. But we'll say, again, you know, sometimes you hear, you can tell a lot by a person's levaya, often by what's said after a person has left this world. And it always amazes me that sometimes, you know, a person will be eulogizing a parent and say, oh, you know, mom or dad always tells us you have to marry someone Jewish. Shkoyach, right? Of course. Also, when we talk about Torah being in a family for three generations, that doesn't just mean marrying somebody Jewish or going in and keeping Shabbos or keeping Hanukkah. That's standard. That's the basic expectation. Also, like, what it means is Talmidei Chachamim. What it means is people who live lives of Torah. What it means is people who live and breathe Torah. Now, I don't mean people who only sit and learn Torah. Good people could do many things in life and still be Talmidei Chachamim. But that's what we aspire to. Once we have three generations of Talmidei Chachamim within our families, then Torah is embedded. There's a chazaka in the family line that Torah will never leave. That was the family of Rabbi Bisa, Rabbi Chama, Rabbi Oshia. Quite beautiful. Says the Gemara Vayter. Heichidam Yisulam is here. So we'll say, remember again, the next case in the Mishnah was Sulam HaMitzri. So remember again, the Mishnah said, there is no chazaka for Sulam HaMitzri. So remember again, if I leave a Sulam HaMitzri ultimately again in my yard, so that does not establish a chazaka. On the other hand, Sulam Tsuri, right, does establish chazaka. So the Gemara asks, so what's a Sulam HaMitzri? Hey, Chidoli Sulam HaMitzri. Amri debate Rabbi Yanai, Kol She'inu Arba'a Chavokin. We'll say Sulam HaMitzri is any ladder that does not have four rungs. So we'll say, so today you would call this like a stepladder, right? Like a stepladder. So a stepladder, if I leave my stepladder in somebody's yard for 3 years, so the Maisa, that does not establish Chazaka. Why? Because that's the type of item that is mobile. So because it's mobile, again, its presence does not establish a Chazaka. So the Gemara goes weiter. Similarly, what did we say? First of all, I should tell you the halacha. The halacha, just by the downspout, the case that we just saw, Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Siman Kuf Nun Gimel Sif Zayin. Rotsa bal hagag la'akor esat senior mitzad ze, ulachzir letzad acher, o shahaya aruch v'rotsa lekatzro, ein bal chotzer yachal la'akiva. So we'll say, if I've established a chazaka on my downspout, right, so my downspout is there, it discharges the water into Reuven's field, I have the right to change the position of the downspout. In other words, I could change it from one side to the other, in the same direction, right, one side to the other, I have the right to make it shorter, but, and the owner of the field cannot go ahead and object to me, shelo hichsik ela b'meimei hagag, v'ari b'ayin esel mikol makom. But I will say, here's what's amazing. We do paskin that what? That once my downspout has been there for 3 years, the same way that I have established a chazaka on the ability to keep my downspout there, therefore what? The owner of the field has established a chazaka to the rights of the rainwater, right? To the rights of the, we'll call it the discharge water. So it's amazing halacha. So if I wake up one day and I decide now that I want to move the downspout, I just want to close it up. I don't have the right to make that unilateral move. That chazaka has been established both ways. I've established chazaka for the placement of the downspout, and the owner, the neighbor, has established a chazaka to the rights to the water. Incredible halacha. So weiter. Chalon HaMitzvus. Ein lechazak. Suppose an Egyptian window, right, has no chazaka. In other words, there's no chazaka for a chalon mitzvahs. Says the Gemara, Maishna gabi sulam delo mefaresh, or Maishna gabi chalon de mefaresh. Now, both say, if you remember again back to the Mishnah, so the Mishnah discussed the parameters of a chalon mitzvahs, but yet did not discuss the parameters of a sulam mitzvah. In other words, the Mishnah said, there is a chazaka for a sulam mitzvah. I'm sorry. A sulam hamitzri has no chazaka, but a chalon hamitzris, right? A chalon hamitzris does have a chazaka. And then ultimately, again, the Mishnah says, "Ezu chalon hamitzris." What is a chalon hamitzris? I'm sorry, just said that wrong again. Sulam hamitzri and chalon hamitzri, neither of them have chazaka. The Mishnah then goes on to define what is a chalon hamitzri, what is an Egyptian window. A window that is so small that you can't fit your head into it. So the Gemara asks, why is it that the Mishnah gives the dimensions of a chalon hamitzri, but yet what? Does not give the dimensions of a sulam hamitzri. Why that distinction? Mishnah gabe chalon de mefarish, mishum de kaboy, iflu gate Rabbi Yehuda b'seifa. I will say, to which the Gemara answers, because remember, Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah disagrees. Rabbi Huda says that even if the window is so small, like a chalon hamitzri, but a person puts on a window frame, then the frame creates permanence, and ultimately, again, that permanence does create chazaka. So because Rabbi Huda disagrees in the Seifa, the Mishnah feels compelled to define the dimensions of the chalon hamitzri. On Rabbi Zeira, lamata midalal amas yesh lo chazaka v'yachol limchos. So listen to this discussion. So Rabbi Zera says the following. If the window is within, lamata midalal amos means within dalal amos off the ground, so ultimately, again, the person, the homeowner, can establish a chazaka, and the neighbor has the ability to object. Now, we'll say, take a look at the Rashbam for just a moment. It's like the first of the intermediate wide lines in the Rashbam. Am Rabbi Zera, lamata midalal amos, mikarka abayis katoni maslisin dechalon tsuri yesh la chazaka. So we'll say, if you have a chalon tsuri, which we will say this Suri window, which is a window, a larger window. How large? Large enough that you can go ahead and fit your head and whatever else through it. So the Gemara says, if you go ahead and you have a Chalon Suri, and that Chalon Suri is within Dalet Amos, ultimately of the ground, Yesh lo Chazaka, the Chayvan di Ketarti Shu Gadol v'namoch, v'chol mistakim ena b'chotzer, Yesh lo Chazaka, shalo haya zem manicho la'asos, ela vaday b'rshu so'asa. So we'll say, listen to this. So what Rabbi Zira is saying is the following. If I go ahead and I build a Suri window within Dalet Amos of the ground, and I both say, that type of window allows me to do what? To look right into the chatzer of my friend. Now, if I build that and my neighbor doesn't object, then that shows what? That shows what? That he's okay with it. If he's okay with it, then I establish a chazaka for the presence of that window. And therefore, once I've established a chazaka for the presence of that window, suppose I listen to this. Therefore, if what? Remember we had this before? If I'm in a shared chatzar and my neighbor wants to build a wall, so there's a setback obligation. A wall has an automatic setback from a window of Dalet Amos. Suppose if I've established a chazaka on this window, and now my friend wants to build a wall, he can, but he has to observe a Dalet Amos setback when he builds that wall. So Rabbi Zeira says like this, if I'm building a window that is within Dalet Amos of the ground, which allows me what we call Re'iyah, allows me visual access to my friend's property, if he does not object to it, then I could establish chazaka. However, again, my neighbor, absolutely, Rabbi Zeira has the right to what? To object to the presence of that window, because what that window represents for him is what? Is Hezek Re'iyah. Hezek Re'iyah. So also, right, visual damage. Remember again, that unimpeded sight lines into someone else's property represents damaging another. Rabbi Zira goes weiter. L'mala mi'arba amos. We'll say, what happens if the window is Dalet Amos Rabbah? So just understand, Dalet Amos, let's effectively say, is 6 feet. So the Gemara is assuming that for most people, right, if you have a window that is 6 feet and above, then what? Then what? There's no Hezek Re'iyah. Why is there no Hezek Re'iyah? Because most people are not 6 feet tall. And therefore, again, they're not going to see out of that window into their friend's property. L'malimi arba amos, in lo chazaka. Therefore, we'll say, L'malimi arba amos, there is no din of chazaka. Ve'ino yachol limchos. And my neighbor does not have the right to object. Now look at the Rashbam again. Lamal medal ramas, mekarka abayis, in lo chazaka, de'in chavero makbid. So you will say, at the end of the day, there's no chazaka, so to speak, because if I'm building a window that is more than dal ramas off the ground, my neighbor doesn't really care. Why doesn't he care? Because it doesn't impact him. Why doesn't it impact him? Because there's no hezek ri'iyo at such a height. U'kishabona shcheino, therefore, I will say that manifests itself in a different way. So, therefore, if my neighbor wants to build a wall, he doesn't have to observe any kind of setback. Since, again, on a technical level, I don't establish a chazaka for such a window like that. Because the neighbor's non-objection is not, it doesn't create chazaka, because his non-objection, I will say, ultimately is because he doesn't care about it all that much. But yet again, it doesn't result in chazaka. Therefore, if the neighbor wants to build a wall, he does not have to go ahead and observe the setback. Rabbi Eloyom, Rabbi Eloyom says, no. Afilu lemala me'arba amos ein lo chazaka. So also listen to this. Rabbi Eloi says no. Rabbi Eloi says there is no difference between a window that is lamata midalid or lamala midalid. Whether you are building that window within dalet amos of the ground or above dalet amos, the neighbor always, there is no chazaka, you can't establish a chazaka for that, and the neighbor always has the right to go ahead and object to the presence of that window. We'll say, what's the pshat? What's the pshat? Lema. So we'll say, take a look at the Rashbam for just a moment. Rabbi Eloi, Amar, afil lemal midal ramas, afagav, lesle chazaka, yochol limchos, levilti, well, actually, let's go to the Gemara. So lema, bekofen al midas don't go to the Gemara. We'll say that they're arguing about kofen al midas don't. Now we'll say, this happens to be a fascinating machlokas. Take a look at the Rashbam for just a moment. Midas don't, in mahana lechavero, in Mahana Lechavera, Afapi Shein Chasubachach. So, we'll say, listen to this. Kofir Amidas Tom means the following. Let's say there is something that objectively benefits another that does not in any way negatively impact me. So, we'll say, so the Shaila is, can I prevent someone from doing something that has no adverse impact on me but benefits the other? So, we'll say, what the Gemara is suggesting over here is, what's a good example of that? What's a good example? A good example of that would be a window that is lamala midalit. If I am building a window that is more than dalit amas off the ground, so more than six, let's call more than 6 feet. Therefore, what Rabbi say, it's a zenana, right? I, the homeowner, am getting a benefit. And is the neighbor suffering any kind of detriment? No, bepashtus no. Why? Because since the window is so high, there's no hezek ri'iyah, right? There is no visual damage that could occur, because the Mike said that window is out of my sight line. So perhaps the Gemara is suggesting maybe that's the machlus in Rabbi Zeir and Rabbi Eloi about kofen al midas tom. So the Gemara says, demar savar kofen. Rabbi Zeir says kofen. Therefore, Rabbi Zeir says, the neighbor can't prevent me from building a window that's lamala midalit. Umar safar in kofen. And Rabbi Eloi says, no. It will say, I, the neighbor, have the right to object to the presence of a window. I, that window, does not go ahead and create any kind of immediate threat to my privacy. But maybe some way, somehow, down the road, it will. And therefore, again, I have the right to object. So it says, the Gemara lo, tichuli ama kofen. It's not true. It will say, everybody agrees. Kofen abidas, which Rabbi say means that halacha lemaisa, if something is objective benefit to another and does not in any way present any kind of detriment to me, I do not have the right to hold that person up. V'shayni achar, Rabbi say this case is different. Why? Do amar lei zilmin demosvas sharshifa tusach v'kayamt v'kachazis. Because what the neighbor could always say to me, listen, right now, fine. So the window is lamala midalit. So what could you do? One day, right, you're bored. So what are you going to do? You're going to take a bench. You're going to stand on the bench. You're going to look out you, and you're going to see into my yard. In other words, the window is not 40 feet in the air. The window is 6 feet in the air. So the possibility for you to see into my property is a clear and present reality. And therefore, I have every right to go ahead and object to this window. Even though what Rabbi Zeir, is driving at is that, since it's not in his normative sight line, we don't expect people to take benches to look into their neighbor's yards. Tushra Bilai says, people take benches to look into their neighbor's yards all of the time. And therefore again, you absolutely have to live with that expectation. And therefore, Bilai says, even though it's not on his, we'll call it, normative sight line, absolutely we assume that that's possible. There is an element of hezek riyah, and therefore the neighbor could prevent me from building the window, even lamala midalid. Hahu da'as salakamid derebi. Ahuda asal the kamei drabi ami shadri the kamei drabi abba bar mamo. So we'll say, listen to this. So there was a person who came with this particular shayla before Rabbi Ami. Before Rabbi Ami, and ultimately Rabbi Ami sent him to Rabbi Abba Bar Mamo. Rabbi Abba Bar Mamo said, Amar Le, Ovid Le Rabbi Eloi. You should paskin like Rabbi Eloi. Amar Shmuel, and Bro said, which means what? That even a window that's Lamala Midalid, the neighbor could object to his presence. Amar Shmuel said, Uli Ora, Afilu Koshu Yishal Chazaka. Rabbi says, so Shmuel just adds in an additional piece over here, which is that Lamaisa, right now we've been discussing a regular window, just for sight purposes, not a window for illumination. If a window is put there ultimately again to provide light, then halacha lemaisa, again, the homeowner establishes a chazaka for that particular window. Take a look at the Rashbam for just a moment. Amr Shmuel, the ora afilu koshu yesh a chazaka. Chalan ha'asri, the karnes yano arba makom afel, lo ba'inan chalan suri, ela afilu koshu yesh la chazaka, the chalan ha'asri la ora milsa de kviusa, the chalayamim adam tzarach la ora, the chayban shasan chalan zel la chalayamim, aso, vahilo la ba'achacha limchos besoch gimel. So we'll say, salach lemaisa again, A window for light, so the owner of the home has the ability to establish a chazaka on, but lemais, again, he would still require the 3 years of chazaka, even for light. So I said, we spoke about the whole sugya with light much earlier on, so the point the Gemara is making over here is, you could have a situation where even if a potential window creates a hezek riyah situation, but if the homeowner uses it to provide light, if he has it there for 3 years and the owner does not object, then lemais, again, he could establish a chazaka on that window, but for the previous machlokas, Rabbi was saying, we indeed paskin like Rabbi Eloi, and therefore halacha lemaisa, even if the window is lamala midalid, the neighbor could still object to its presence, because at the end of the day, even though it's not in the normative sight line, the possibility exists to stand on the bench to look throughout the window, and that creates a hezekriya problem. Says the Mishnah, haziz atefach. So we'll say, listen to this case. We're continuing on the theme of protrusions into my friend's, into my neighbor's yard. So the next thing we'll say, ziz is a beam. So what happens? Let's say there's a beam from my property that extends into my neighbor's property. Sa'ad tefach yesh lo chazaka. So I'll say, ultimately, again, if it extends up to a tefach, I can establish a chazaka. Now look at the Rashba for just a moment. Haziz ad tefach yesh lo chazaka. Mi sheish lo kosa samach lachatzir chavir. So I have a wall next to the chatzir of my friend. V'hotzi ziz tefach boiv mi kaslo lachatzir chavir. Havi chazaka. Ve'in bal hachatzir. Yachol lifnos sham binyon listro es haziz. T'choli hay lo hava shavik li balachotzer lahotzi ziz tefa b'chatzer b'lo reshuso. So listen to this. Here's the case. I go ahead, I'm a neighbor with Reuven. I have a beam that extends into Reuven's property. That beam has been there for 3 years. Reuven has never objected to it. Now Reuven decides that what he wants to build, and he wants to move my beam. We'll say, what's the halacha? The halacha is I could prevent him from moving my beam. Why? Because I've established a chazaka to the presence of the beam being there. Now, the reason the Mishnah says a tefach is because we'll say a tefach is a significant amount of space to infringe on someone else's airspace. And if it's been there for 3 years and Reuven has said nothing, then the ma'is, again, I've established a chazaka to be there. Amud Beis. The yachol limchos. But we'll say, ultimately, again, meaning, when I first extended the beam into Reuven's property, Reuven has every right to object to its presence. Look at the Rashbam. V'yachol limchos, kilomer haba lohotzi ziz tefach petchil lochatzer chavero, yachol limchos bo balachatzer shlo limalos ha'avir chatzero. Supposed to listen to this. So again, as much as I establish a chazak on the back end, if it's been there 3 years, if Reuven wakes up one day, Reuven wakes up one day and he sees my beam extending into his yard, he has every right to knock on my door and demand of me to what? To remove it. So therefore, again, I'm supposed to remember these two concepts go hand in hand. Because he has every halachic right to demand of me to go ahead and remove the beam that is extending into his property, therefore what? If he does not demand that, then I establish chazaka for its presence. Pachus mi tefach, but I will say if the beam extends less than a tefach, then what? Ein lo chazaka. Then Rabbi said, I don't establish a chazakah for that. Rabbi said, what that means is that if Reuven decides one day to build in his property, he could order me to go ahead and remove my beam. Ve'ein yachol limchos. And Rabbi said, and we'll discuss exactly what that means. Rabbi said, what the Gemara is saying over here is that if the beam ultimately, again, goes ahead and is less than a tefach, even if the beam was there for more than 3 years, Reuven still has the right to demand of me to remove it. Why haven't I established chazaka? Because Rabbi said it's insignificant. So because it's insignificant, Reuven never bothered to lodge a formal complaint, but there is no chazaka that is established. Fine, so Rabbi said, so two different cases. If the protrusion is if the protrusion is a tefach or more, then that's significant. Because it's significant, it establishes chazaka, and therefore after 3 years, Reuven does not have the right to order me to remove it. If it's less than a tefach, then what? Then again, I will say it's insignificant. I don't establish chazaka, and Reuven does have the right to tell me to move it. Amar Rabbi Asi, Amar Rabbi Mani. Amar Rabbi Yaakov, Amar Rabbi Mani. Hechzik betefach. Hechzik betefach, hechzik bedalit. I will say if he establishes a chazaka for tefach, he established a chazaka for dalit. So my comment, I will say, what does that mean? To which the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi, this is what it means. Hechzik rochav tefach b'meshach arba, hechzik b'rochav arba. I will say, if you have a beam that has a width of a tefach, but has a length of dalit tefachim, then lemaisa, again, you establish that corresponding width as well. In other words, I will say, the chazaka is established for a width, for an equivalent width and length. So for example, if the beam that extended was the width of a tefach, but the length of dalid, that also gives you a width of dalid as well. Fine. Pachos mitefach in lo chazak v'inoch olimchos. We'll say, if at the end of the day, the protruding beam was less than a tefach, then I, the owner of the beam, establish no chazaka. Amrafuna lo shono ela balagag bebala chatzer. I'm sorry, v'inoch olimchos. And I will say he is unable to lodge a complaint. So what does this mean? So Amar Afuna lo shanu ela balagag bebalachatzer. I will say what this means is the balagag cannot go ahead and complain to the balachatzer. I will say now what does this mean? Take a look at the Rashbam. Amar Afuna lo shanu dinyachol imchos ela balagag lebalachatzer. So I will say the balagag, meaning the owner of the roof, the owner of the beam, does not have the right to claim chazaka against the owner of the field. But watch this. Listen to this. But the owner of the chotzer has the right to lodge a claim against the owner of the roof. Now, what does that mean? Look at the second white line of the Rashbam. Listen to this. The balachotzer has the right to go and tell the balagag, I don't want you even putting a beam that's less than a tefach into my field. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Huda says, Afilu balachotzer balagag in yocholim chos. Rabbi Huda says, no, even the balachotzer will say, for a ziz that's less than a tefach, cannot argue against the balagag. Lema behezek riyah kemifligi. So Moshe said to arguing about hezek riyah, demar savar shmei hezek, umar savar lo shmei hezek. Moshe, maybe they're arguing about whether or not visual damage is considered to be like real damage, to which the immersive law. Tchuli alma shmei hezek. Rabbi say everybody agrees that hezek riyah is real hezek. Vashani achar. Rabbi say what's the machlokis over here? Do amar lei litashmisha lo chazi. Also listen to this. The owner of the beam could say, don't worry about the beam. It's not really fit for any kind of use. To which the Gemara says, "Lamai chazi." So what is it really usable for? Lemisla be midi. So let's listen to this. So the owner of the roof, the owner of the protrusion, says to the Baal HaChatzer, listen, I know you're worried about Hezek Riyah. I know you're worried about the fact that if I use that protrusion into your field, I'm going to see into your field. But because it's such a small beam, I will say the only thing it's usable for is what? Is to hang stuff on it. So the owner of the beam says to the chatzar, here's the deal. At the end of the day, lo chazi, lamai chazi, it's only usable for lemislaba midi, to hang stuff on it. Mahajrana apay vitalina bay. I promise you that when I go to hang stuff on it, so we'll say, essentially what he's saying is, it's like usable as a clothesline. So what I'm going to do is, anytime I have to hang stuff on it, I will hang stuff on it, and I'll turn my head away. I will not look into your chatzar. So I'll hang whatever I'm going to hang on, I'm going to hang on it, and I'm supposed to remember again, less than a tefach is a very, very, very small space. So it's not like you're hanging all of your laundry on it. Right? What are you hanging? You're hanging an article of clothing on it. So or I'm hanging a plant on it. Or I'm hanging, I mean, not a lot of stuff. See, here's the deal. When I go to hang something on it, I'll just turn my face away so that I don't look into your chatzar. But the other opinion says, the other opinion says, that's time of us. I remember again, where is this protrusion? Where is this beam coming out of? This beam is coming out of my roof. So, which means I'm on my roof and I'm like a little bit scaling. I'm a little bit scaling the beam. So therefore, when I'm scaling the beam, it's not so pasha to what? To not look in the correct direction. And therefore, because of that, again, inevitably, I'm going to come to look into my friend's chatzar. And therefore, there is an element of hazakriya. Therefore, I will say that's at the root of this machlokis over here. But bottom line, Rabosai, the way we paskin, is that you can establish a chazaka for a protrusion that is a tefach or more, but there is no chazaka that is established for a protrusion of less than a chazaka. Says the Mishnah, lo yiftach adam chalonosav lechatzer ha-shutfin. So say a person should not open up his window into a chatzar of shutfin. Rabosai, now what does this mean? This is talking about, I am living in a chatzar, together with other people. So what happens? We'll say, what's talocha? I should not open up additional windows from my wall into the chatzar, into a jointly owned chatzar. Look at the Rashbam for just a moment. Lo yiftach adam chalonosa v'chatzar, sheyesh lo b'shutfos mishum hezek riya, v'choshkein v'chatzar chavera. So also listen to this. When it says I shouldn't open up my window, we'll say, you know, when we think of opening up our window, it means like opening up the window. Opening up the window over here means what? Creating a window, right? Knocking out a part of the wall. So I am not allowed to open up additional windows that face into a shared chatzar because Rabbi Yosef has a kriya. Lokach bayis b'chatzar acher. So Rabbi Yosef, similarly, if I bought a home in another chatzar, lo yiftechenu b'chatzar ashutin. So Rabbi Yosef, let's say I have a home. We actually spoke about this case before. I own a home in one chatzar. Lokach bayis b'chatzar acher means I had a home in a chatzar ashutfin, and then I bought a home in another chatzar. What's the halacha? Lo yiftechenu b'chatzar ashutfin. I will say, I should not go ahead and open up a new entranceway into the jointly owned chatzar. Look at the Rashbam. The Rashbam says, lokach bayis b'chatzar acher, es hasamach lezeh chatzar. So again, I own a home in a chatzar ashutfin, or I should say, I own a part of a joint chatzar, and I bought a home in an adjoining chatzar. So we'll say, what's the halacha? I should not go ahead and open up an additional passageway into the chatzar shutzer. Now, both sides, Gemara is going to clarify this case, but essentially what this is saying is, you don't have the right to increase pedestrian traffic in a jointly owned chatzar. So we'll say, because again, remember, the idea is, if I live in a particular chatzar, I live there with the understanding that there is a certain amount of understood pedestrian traffic, but I do not want additional pedestrian traffic. So if my home straddles multiple chatzeros, I cannot create, I will say, rites of passage from one chatzer to another, thereby increasing pedestrian traffic in other chatzeros. Bona aliyah, I will say, if I put an addition on my house, I put an upper story, lo yiftechen lechatzer, I will say, I cannot give that aliyah on its own entranceway into the chatzer. Ella, imratza bona esachedu lefnimi beso, ubona aliyah al gali beso, posa sechabas. So this is actually amazing. What the thing is like this. So let's say I put an addition on my house. So I put a second story. So what do I want to do? I want to give the second story its own entrance and exit into the chatzer. So what do? I build an external staircase. You're not allowed to do that. You can't do that. Why are both saying? Because by doing that, what am I effectively doing? I am increasing pedestrian traffic in the chatzar. Now, what can I do? I can go ahead and put a second story on my home, as long as what? The residents of that second story are accessing the chatzar. How? Through my home. People say, now what's this? You say to yourself, who cares? It's the same number of people. Here's the difference. The difference is that people who access the chatzar through my home are considered what? B'nei Beiso. So we'll say, for example, if I go ahead and I become a member of a chatzar, so let's say in Baruch Hashem I have a child, Mazel Tov, and then I have a second child. So we'll say the chatzar board can't get together and say, Silbert, you know, you're having a lot of kids. This is increasing pedestrian traffic in the chaser. You gotta stop that. So we'll say, so you don't have the right to say that. Why? Because as much as there is a cap on pedestrian traffic in a chaser, that only refers to what? People outside the chaser. But they're both saying, ultimately, again, anyone who is a member of the chaser, anyone who is a b'nei bayis, has absolute right to access the chatzar. So we'll say, watch this. This is fascinating. So if I put an upper story on my home with an external staircase, that's problematic for increasing pedestrian traffic in a chatzar. But if I put an upper story, and those people are accessing the chatzar through what, Rabbi say? Through what? Through my home, then they become members of my household. If they become members of my household, there is no problem with increasing pedestrian traffic. An incredible chakira. So Gemara goes weiter. So the Gemara, we'll say just do one line of the Gemara, then we'll stop. My area lechatzar shutvin, afilu lechatzar chaveiro nami. So we'll say, why does it have to say? Why does the Gemara bring down the case of chatzar shutvin? And we'll say, we'll stop over here. We'll pick up Emirat Hashem with this Gemara tomorrow. Shkoyach. Whoa. All right, we'll see. Stay tuned for the WhatsApp message.